to cooking?
Well, I didn't have much choice. Wood shop and electric shop were all full.
Well, don't you feel like a boob being the only boy in a room full of girls?
Yeah. Except I'm getting to the age where I sort of like being around.
That's the first sensible thing you've said all day.
Oh, I'm supposed to wear an apron. Only Miss Hoffman doesn't have any without flowers. So can I use one of yours?
Well, you know where they are. Help yourself.
Thanks.
Well, I see you got some books. Weren't there any girls in the library?
I go to the library to further my education. You know, you can't begin to think about your future too soon. I should have made my career choice when I was Ernie's age.
I'll get it.
That may be for you. Now, you better make up your mind whether you're in Alaska or at the South Pole.
Hi, Gordon. It's for me.
Hi.
Hi.
Look what I bought. Three of them. Yellow, blue, and green.
Hey! Gordon's dog, Francis, is going to have another batch of puppies. Isn't that neat?
I'd like to have a guest for dinner, if it'd be convenient with everybody.
How come all of a sudden you're asking? Usually bring some kid in here, tell me to feed him before I find out what his name is.
Well, this time I'm asking. And could you please plan something, you know, kind of special?
You're 12 and a half minutes too late. Tonight we're going to have Okeechee tuna fish dish.
Hey, neat.
Man, can't we have tuna fish tomorrow night instead?
No.
Well, could we at least eat in the dining room?
Who are you bringing to dinner? A teacher?
He's having a girl, aren't you, Chip?
Oh, that's right. And I'd kind of like her to... Well, I want her to like everybody and see how nice it is around here. And I thought I'd polish the silver and stuff.
Polish the silver? Who is this girl? Princess Grace?
Something to use as a centerpiece.
Centerpiece?
It's been nice having you here this evening, Debbie. Chip has told us a lot about you.
He even took about 20 other girls' pictures out of his wallet.
Man, Ernie.
It's such fun to have another girl here. You know, usually there are 5 men and me at the table. When the babies get bigger, there'll be 8.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. That was a super way of fixing tuna fish, Mr. O'Casey.
Well, thanks. It's Ernie's favorite.
I'm taking cooking in school. We're on eggs. Today we boiled them. And tomorrow we start scrambling and poaching. Hey, did you take a few elective?
Well, actually, I took swimming. But I'm taking it this semester. I changed from French conversation because Chip says you can't be a good homemaker and mother if you don't even know the first thing about cooking.
Well, Katie's a good wife and mother. She doesn't do much of the cooking around here. That's Uncle Charlie's department. He says all the greatest chefs have been men. Maybe someday it'll be Ernie of the Waldorf.
Oh, look, Chip. That's almost the same design we were looking at in the china shop window today.
Oh, yeah. Only this one has sort of a squirrely thing here. The ones in the window didn't.
Oh, hi, John.
Oh, hi, Steve. And I've been waiting up for you. We had quite a dinner tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't make it, Charlie, but it was good.
Yeah, but we had a little time bomb with the dessert. The little chick says that Chip was making her take cooking lessons so she can make a good wife and mother.
Well, that doesn't seem like bad advice to give to a girl.
Sure, but you remember when Robbie got serious with Katie and how he wouldn't see no other girls at all? And he signed for 23 units during that semester, and he was always vacuuming the living room?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, that's the way it is with Chip now. I recognize the looks. I know the signs. He's serious about this Debbie he brought home tonight.
Well, Charlie, that's normal. He's in high school. He was bound to find one girl he liked better than the other sooner or later. The important thing is she a nice girl?
Sure, but he's making her take cooking class. And a guy don't make a girl take cooking unless he expects to eat the things she cooks.
I wouldn't worry too much about it, Charlie, but I appreciate your interest. Well, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. Good night.
Dad?
Oh, hi, Rob. You still up?
Yeah, I thought I'd have a talk with you before you saw Chip in the morning. Dad, Kitty and I felt kind of concerned. It looks like Chip is pretty involved with this girl he brought home for dinner.
Yes, Charlie was just filling me in on it downstairs.
Oh. I think you ought to have a talk with him, Dad. The kid's only in high school.
Rob, when you were in high school, you were deadly serious about I don't know how many girls. We used to think of it as the romance of the week.
I suppose that's true.
I'd be very surprised if Chip didn't start thinking about a special girl now and then. After all, he is growing up.
Oh, right. Dad, I still think you ought to talk with him. They're picking out china patterns in store windows.
They are?
Yeah.
Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me when you were Chip's age, you were picking out furniture with a girl named Laura Gabrine, wasn't it?
Paula Gabriel.
That's right. Paula Gabriel was furniture. Laura Gabrine was wallpaper.
Right. Okay, Dad. I just thought I'd mention it.
Oh, I appreciate your interest.
Good night.
Good night.
Chip, I haven't seen him all day.
Debbie's, I suppose.
Naturally.
I am bushed. You know, I even get tired walking downstairs.
Our PE teacher says that most middle-aged adults don't get enough exercise. That's why I'm forming good exercise patterns now.
Hi, you guys.
Hi. Hi, Deb.
Hi.
Well, shall we?
Why not?
You guys want to see something?
See what?
Show them, Debbie.
Hey, Ernie, what are you doing?
Homework.
Eggs Mornay. I'm making it for everyone for dinner. How can they let you do it? They forgot about dinner. They're all flipped. What are they flipped about?
Ah, Chip brought home this girl, and he's engaged to her.
My cousin got engaged, and everybody was happy. Her mother said, thank heaven.
Uncle Charlie said, I told you.
Gordon, do you know if you boil the eggs before you put them in the saucer afterwards?
How do I know? I don't even tell my friends you're in a cooking class.
I'll try it both ways.
Tramp is a real helper around the kitchen.
But Chip, you're not being realistic about this. Tell me, where did you get the money to buy the ring?
I paid $10 down out of my savings. I can't see why you're getting so upset, Dad. You'd ruin it something that should be simple. I'm not going to quit school or anything. Well, look at Rob. His life has been better. All our lives have since he's married Katie.
All right, Chip, but that's an entirely different thing. I mean, Robbie was much older than you are. He was in college. You're not even out of high school.
But I'm older for my age. And besides, I'm working after school now. We plan to finish our education, go to college and everything.
How do Debbie's parents feel about this?
Well, Debbie says they think it's swell.
They do?
I I was counting on you, Dad, after the way you came through for Rob.
And I'll come through for you, Chip, when the time comes. But I'd be letting you down now if I permitted you to get married. Debbie's parents, really, you're happy about this?
Well, sure. You're the only one who's not happy about it, Dad.
But, Chip...
Dad, it's for you.
All right, thanks. Well, Chip, we'd better sleep on this for a while, huh? Now, go on and get your dinner, if it's ready.
Well, that's quite a talk there, Adam. I'm getting hungry.
I bet that's why I feel so funny. I haven't eaten all day.
Well, what's the decision?
We're gonna sleep on it.
Dinner is served.
It is. Who cooked it? Don't answer that question.
I'm sorry, but that phone call I just got, well, I'm going to have to go out for a little while.
Oh, Guy, Dad. You're going to miss the dinner of the century.
I'm sorry, Ernie. Keep something warm for me, will you?
Well, come on. Come on. Start with eggs, Mornay, because I nearly flunked salads.
I've seen battlefields needed in this.
Well, now I know how they felt in Florence when they were invited to the Borgias for dinner.
Here goes. That's very good, Ernie.
I can't believe it.
It's all right. That's great.
Well, I told you guys. Poor Dad. He's missing all this great gourmet cooking.
Here, John. Now, be firm. Don't let him talk you into anything.
I'll handle it, Harriet. I'll handle it. We'll talk it out over coffee like civilized people.
Good evening.
Good evening. We're John and Harriet Hunter, Mr. Douglas. Assuming you are Mr. Douglas, the father of the groom.
I'm Stephen Douglas, Chip's father.
Well, come in.
Well, you're Debbie's parents. Well.
Well.
Well, Mr. Douglas, let's discuss this as mature, responsible adults.
Thank you. What?
I thought the ring was just darling.
Yes. Chip made the down payment out of his savings. He works as a box boy afternoons after school.
Chip's a very hard-working boy.
Yeah. Of course, we did hope that Debbie would marry a doctor or an engineer. A box boy just didn't...
Coffee, Mr. Douglas?
Yes, thank you.
Harriet?
Oh, cream or sugar?
No, neither one. Black will be fine, thank you.
Of course, not that we have anything against box boys, you understand.
Oh, well, of course, he's not a box boy every day. He only works 3 afternoons a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Debbie takes tennis lessons on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
It's amazing they even get together when you stop to think about it.
Yes.
Well, Debbie is quite mature in some ways.
Mrs. Hunter, do you really think Debbie is mature enough for...
I rather doubt that Debbie is mature enough for...
I think she likes to pretend, you might say. doesn't really understand. You think that Chip is old enough to...
Well, no, I certainly don't. I think Chip is trying to be like his older brother. He's married, and I just don't think Chip has any conception of what...
Well, there's just so many things they should do before they... College, proms.
The Peace Corps.
Yes, graduate school. I thought it'd be years before... At least, I hoped it would.
You hoped? But we thought you were in favor of Chip and Debbie getting married.
Oh, no, I think they're too young.
Debbie said that you were actually enthusiastic, and we...
No. Chip told me that Debbie said that you two were...
Oh, no. Oh, Mr. Douglas, I'm so glad you dropped by.
Well, I'm glad you called. Well, now the thing is, what do we do about it?
Well, now we can make a united stand.
Well, the best thing is not to force their hand by clobbering them yet. I vote that we should let them stay engaged until it just naturally breaks up.
Of course, we want to make sure they don't do anything silly like eloping. So we'll sort of have to keep an eye on them, like 24 hours a day.
Right. We give them all the rope they want. We just don't untie it.
Well. Here's to the wedding of Chip Douglas and Debbie Hunter. May they live happily ever after. But, of course, not quite yet, and not necessarily together.
Somewhere that newlywed should buy the basics one by one. You know, buy really good things that'll last. I think the first thing we should save up for is a stereo.
Yeah. Well, we can add a tape recorder and stuff like that as we go along.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Studying art, huh?
Oh, yeah. Where's Uncle Charlie?
Well, this is his bowling day, remember?
Hi, Dad. Hi, Mrs. Doug. Katie. We were just saying that...
Katie! Hey! What's the matter? Katie, you okay?
Chip, help me get her to the couch. Grab her. Wait.
Kate? Honey?
Hey. Katie.
Well, I felt so funny. Oh, I'm okay now.
What happened, Katie? You fainted. Katie, you fainted. Oh, no.
Weirdest feeling. I was walking along, and suddenly I felt faint, and my ears started ringing, and I got so cold.
Honey, don't worry. Everything will be all right.
Honey, you're being ridiculous.
Katie, I said don't worry. I've got everything under control. Dad, this is Rob. Katie fainted. Yes, just keeled over right in the middle of the living room. Just like last time. Dad, if she does it like last time, there'll be eight of us. Yes, I'm taking her to the doctor's right now. What? Yes. Oh, all right, I'll get a hold of myself. All right.
Really, I'm fine. You're making too much of this.
Okay, Dad. Right. Okay. Thanks. So long. Chip, help me get Kitty to... Help me get Kitty to the car.
Okay.
Oh, honey, really, I'm fine. I can walk.
Hey, the babies.
Well, Chip, you and Debbie will have to watch them. We won't be gone for long, I hope. Just give them a bottle or something.
Honey, I should think about the babies.
Katie, I'm taking you to Dr. Osborne's right now. Now, it won't hurt to leave the boys with Chip and Debbie for a few minutes.
After all, if they're mature enough to be engaged...
Oh, do we just give them a bottle, or is it time for their cereal and stuff, too?
Rob and Charlie need cereal. The mixed kind, not the high-protein kind. Steve won't eat it, so give him carrots. And if you can get Charlie to eat carrots... No, green beans. Green beans are much better.
Come on, let's go.
Debbie, they're hollering pretty loud. You better get up to them.
Hey, how hot should I make the cereal? I don't know. Just don't burn anybody.
Chip! Chip, they're all crying. Hurry, will you? There's so many of them. Please be quiet. Please. Quiet. You too. Oh. Chip, how's it coming?
I can't get any milk to come out.
No, I got a Brownie Merit bag for childcare once. But we just used Didi dolls. Something so much more real about a baby.
There's some way to make a bigger hole in this nipple.
Can't you cut it?
No, you have to use a big needle or a nail or something. That's what Uncle Charlie does.
Well, if that doesn't work, why don't you try unscrewing it?
Yeah, that might work.
Quiet, all of you.
Hey, I think I've got it.
Do triplets run in your family?
I guess they must.
Chip, I think I better go home.
You don't with pie crust.
Bernie, I thought you said you were the only boy in your cooking class.
Oh, I was. Well, the other guys gave me the business. But then they found out you get to eat what you cook. Now there's a waiting list.
Hey, Ernie. Your turnover's just turned over. Right on time.
Try them.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi, Chip.
Hi, Mr. Duff.
Hi, Debbie.
Well, then.
What do you think?
What do I think? I think it's a little dry around here for scuba diving.
We're going down to the beach.
Oh, well, that'll be better.
Oh, hi, Katie.
Hi.
I'm glad you got over that virus. Oh, and I want to apologize for running out on Chip and the triplets like I did. I got scared.
The boys were fine with Chip. And they still scare me sometimes.
Oh, and I'm glad that you weren't... I mean, it's nice that it wasn't what they thought at first.
It certainly is. At least not for a while.
Hey, creatures from the deep. Where'd you get the scuba gear?
Well, down at a place called Harris Tank. They got all kinds of neat junk.
Oh. Where'd you get the money?
We traded Debbie's engagement ring in on them. We got a few payments to make. Then they'll be all ours. Well, see you guys.
So long. Bye.
Goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye, Chip.
Goodbye, Mr. Douglas. I'd still like to have you for a father-in-law, but maybe later.
Goodbye, Debbie.
Look at you guys, my first turnovers.
Hey, how about that?
Come on, dig in. It's on the house.
Man, they look great, eh?
Wonderful.
They smell great, too, huh?
Hey, all the guys who took woodwork got was ashtrays.
Bernie, we're proud of you. They're delicious.
Yeah. Great.
And without my help.
You know, I think we ought to bronze one of his first turnovers and put it up on the map.